This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin.
CBS News Brief. We found out last hour President Biden is asserting executive privilege over the audio of his interview with special counsel Robert Hur, who investigated his classified documents case. The move is an attempt to block House Republicans from holding Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. The prosecution's final witness, former presidential fixer Michael Cohen, going back on the stand at Donald Trump's hush money trial. CBS's Robert Costa is in New York.
What Trump's defense lawyers want to do, I'm told by sources close to this case, is show that in their view, Trump never had criminal intent.
The U.S. military's finished building a dock off Gaza to help get food to starving Palestinians. Correspondent MTS Tayyab reports from Israel.
More than 2 months after President Biden ordered its construction, the floating pier is now finally in position.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Washington County District Attorney will look into possible charges against State Representative Janelle Branchon. The Wisconsin Election Commission accuses her of an illegal scheme to steer $40,000 to Adam Steen, who ran against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss 2 years ago. Four other Wisconsin prosecutors have declined to take the case. Vice President Kamala Harris is back in Wisconsin today. She's courting black voters in Milwaukee. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows only 37% of Wisconsin's black voters say they feel very enthusiastic about voting in November.
If that switch doesn't happen and that enthusiasm gap isn't kind of made up probably around like Labor Day or so, then I think folks are in trouble.
Democrats.
Yeah.
Community organizer Angela Lang speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. The Wood County Health Department says you can decrease your risk of developing skin cancer and early skin aging. You should protect your skin by staying in the shade, wearing sun protective clothing, and reapplying sunscreen every 2 hours. Check your skin for signs of skin cancer. The most common signs are changes on your skin, such as a new growth, a sore that doesn't heal, or a change in a mole. On Saturday, Wisconsin Rapids Veterans Organizations will be placing American flags on the headstones of deceased veterans. They'll focus on three of the larger Wisconsin Rapids cemeteries. If you would like to help out, they'll be meeting at the Forest Hill Mausoleum at 9:45 and begin placing flags at 10 on May 18th. They plan to decorate over 3,300 graves at cemeteries in our area to honor our veterans. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
A chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm through early this afternoon, then becoming partly cloudy with a high near 70 today. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 49. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. Saturday, a late-day thunderstorm, otherwise sunny, with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 48.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope you're having a great one. Thanks for joining us on this Friday Eve. Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to the morning show. Got your host, James J. I'm joined by my man and my partner in the radio, Seth Habegger.
Good morning, y'all.
We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining us. We got some great stuff coming up for you. We're going to get into some entertainment news for you. We'll let you know what's coming up in the next couple of months and year over some of your favorite streaming services and networks.
Interesting.
I got all that coming up. We got some great theater happening tomorrow we want to talk about here in town.
Yeah.
And we got some other great things we want to get to, too, in this hour. Want to talk a little. We're going to take a walk together. America's Most Walkable City. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
And we will get into important pieces of sidewalk etiquette. We'll get into that.
Hey, I'm walking in. No.
Interesting you say that. Important pieces of sidewalk etiquette, according to New Yorkers.
Oh, okay.
A little twist.
I have walked the sidewalks of New York many a time, so this, I'm curious about what that is. Yeah,
we got that, and of course some local good stories of the day, and plenty more to get to. But if you are a longtime listener, you know Thursdays we kick things off with the Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society.
Indeed,
a big thank you to our friends over at the Southwood County Humane Society. Appreciate the great work that they are doing. Tim, during our last segment, actually emailed us. He's not feeling the greatest, so he's not going to be able to be with us today. But we understand, and we got you, Tim. Don't worry about it.
Yep.
And he was still cool enough to be able to send over some notes.
Nice.
They are at capacity for dogs and getting there for cats. Keep that in mind, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They have a sale on all animals, $100 or for a cat BOGO at the full price. So we might want to call over and find out more about that.
Yes.
All great information. Thank you, Tim, for it.
Yes.
Tim did not send over a Pet of the Week.
Oh.
And that's understandable. He's not feeling that great and everything. And that means that I have to have the begrudging, the difficult task of deciding, well, who should be our Pet of the Week here? And I just went to SWCHS.com. Encourage you to do that. That's where you can see all these animals and find out more about your Humane Society. And it is impossible.
I was going to say, you think he's kidding about having to make a decision. No, he can't do it. He just can't.
It is literally impossible to choose one. These are all amazing animals, and I cannot stress this enough.
Right.
I am going to just, because I have to make a decision here, I am going to choose Mr. Squiggles. He is a...
The name. I love
great
it.
Great dog. He's a little older dog. He's 10 years old. He's male, small, white, neutered. All pets and are all shots and all that done. Beautiful looking little dog in the mixed breed.
Yeah.
He's a little smaller, but just one of those dogs where at this age and at that size could make a perfect pet for so many.
Yes.
And one of the things that you can count on with the Humane Society is if you're nervous, well, I don't know if he'd fit with our family. Don't worry. They're going to ease you into this. Mm-hmm. They're going to make sure that it's the right fit for you and your family and for the animal, most importantly.
Exactly. That is what their business is, finding the right home for these animals so they don't end up like they did, like a lot of them do, strays or, abandoned and that kind of thing. That's what they're working against. So they want to make sure it's a good fit.
Whether it is Rue or Ruby Rose or Sky or Sassafras is a great name for a cat, Diesel or Daisy or any of these dogs or cats, Copper. Oh, Copper is a cool dog. Oh, Copper.
Oh, that looks like, I wonder if that looks like a beagle. Yep.
Yeah,
it's a tonic beagle. It's the fox and the hound.
Yes.
It's the beagle, the hound from the fox and the hound. Yeah.
Breezy or Bonsai or any of these amazing. Bonsai has been there for 221 days.
I know. What a great name.
And a beautiful cat.
Mm-hmm.
They've got so many great animals over there. And not only will you find a new forever friend and have somebody that's going to fit you and your house and your family perfectly, but you are going to be helping one of our local nonprofits do some of the vital work they're doing in this community.
Absolutely.
We appreciate them so much. A big thank you to Tim. Thank you to our Southwood County Humane Society. And as a side note, want to remind you, ask any of our people that have sponsored this segment. They will tell you this is not only one of our more popular segments, but there are not many better things to attach your business to than a nonprofit and the Humane Society.
Absolutely.
It's a great business decision. It's a smart move, and it helps out your community. You're putting back into your community. We love supporting businesses that support us, support our community.
Yep.
We appreciate
it's the best
them.
Kind.
Yeah, appreciate them doing that. Again, big shout out to Tim and our friends over at the Southwood County Humane Society. Find out more about all these great animals and find out which one is the right fit for you, or maybe ways that you can help out the Humane Society.
Yep.
They've got plenty of great events that you can take part in. They've also got certain needs that they could use.
Yep.
You can call up and find out what those are at 715-421-8701, 421-8701. You can email them, swchs@swchs.com. Be sure to do that, swchs.com is the website, and be sure to follow them on social media as well. Appreciate our friends over at the Southwood County Humane Society. We'll hear more from them next week in this time slot.
Yes, indeed.
That's going to be fun. Let's go ahead and just keep things moving.
All right,
we'll just keep going, and we'll go right, shift gears right into entertainment. All right. change it up here a little bit. All right, there we go.
Actors,
yes.
Jeez.
NBC unveiled its schedule next year during its upfront presentation yesterday, and this was one more of the more interesting announcements. Snoop Dogg is joining season 26 of The Voice as a coach.
Okay, all right.
Also getting his own spinny chair for the first time will be Michael Bublé. Him and Gwen Stefani and Reba McEntire, who are already on the show, will be. They'll be the
turnover now, haven't they? Of all the judges from where they started, 26 seasons.
I don't know if any of the originals are still.
No,
there
I don't think
not.
So.
I don't know enough about the show. I'm
me
sorry.
Neither.
and I try to be mean. It's not my thing.
No.
Reba also has a new sitcom on the way called Happy's Place.
Jeez.
And I don't care what it's about or anything. I can't wait. I don't know if I'll watch it or not, but I'll definitely at least see some of it.
Two successful sitcoms. Could she make it three?
She's,
I bet you she could.
I think Reba would tell you be the four in the four, because I've heard her talk about this, so I'm not talking out of school here. She's not a thespian or anything, but she does her thing. And obviously the writers and the creatives behind these things that she works with on it, whether it's the Reba show or any others, they're like, hey, let's make this close to the chest a little bit for you, but not completely you. And that's just really good creatives working together, and she's one of them.
Because they have done a fabulous job of accentuating that whatever that is that she's got, because it's very popular. People really like it.
I like the idea of her doing more work.
Yeah.
acting more. I think that's great. And she just had a new album drop.
I saw that too.
It's incredible.
I know.
There was also a lot of buzz around the trailer for a Peacock miniseries called Fight Night, The Million Dollar Heist, starring Kevin Hart and Taraji P. Henson. It's about an armed robbery that took place on the night of the Muhammad Ali's comeback fight in 1970. Interesting.
That one, an armed, does it say armed robbery on
there?
Yeah. I think what that is the people who broke into the FBI office and stole documents during that thing. Yeah. I have read the book.
It's
fascinating.
That'll
it
be
is
interesting.
Really cool. If that's what it is, that'll be a good miniseries.
Kevin Hart is a little, I think he's a little bored with Hollywood, and he's taking more chances now.
Good.
He's going out there and he's doing more things. He's not a bad actor.
No, he's not.
I like seeing him do that. That'll be pretty cool. And of course, with this comes a lot of streaming services that are doing upfronts and presentations and kind of getting the word out about some of these future projects, and also kind of like trying to get ahead of some things being spoiled, like Happy Gilmore 2 was. Max and Netflix held upfront presentations, and here's what we learned. Netflix confirmed that Happy Gilmore 2 is coming, but they did not announce any details like casting or release date or anything like that. But we kind of already had a heads up about that.
We did,
Speaking of golf, Will Ferrell will play a fictional legend of the game in a comedy called Golf, also starring Rami Youssef.
Oh,
that's kind of cool. I like the idea of those two working together.
Yeah.
That should be good. Will Ferrell's got a movie coming out on Amazon. I just saw the trailer for it with Reese Witherspoon, where it's like I don't know if it seems like a darker comedy. They both have their daughter's weddings. They're planned on the same day at the same time.
Ooh.
And they're fighting, like they're the parents of the sibling of the daughters, and they're fighting. No, my daughter's getting married. No, my daughter.
Gotcha.
And I love both those actors, and I really like the idea of them working together.
Right.
Reese Witherspoon, I know she's an Oscar winner. She's underrated.
I agree.
She is underrated and underappreciated. Yep. She is one of the better actors I've ever seen, let alone of her era.
You know, I'm kind of surprised that I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Mm. Okay, so I've said this before. I am not, for whatever reason, Will Ferrell's brand of comedy, just I don't get it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just something I don't understand that much. But I think it would be really cool if he got into some more dramatic things. I think he could play an absolutely terrifying villain.
I'd love to see him as a villain.
I would love to see him try it because I think he'd be really good at it.
He has proven in comedy sketches that he can be that mean, directive kind of person and stuff and be all that. So, yeah.
I wonder if he could turn it to keep it from laughs to like actually being menacing.
That's the challenge. Yeah. I know Robin could do it. I'd like to see more comedians.
One-hour photo, anybody?
Yeah. Still the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in movies.
Yeah.
Nothing has freaked me out and gotten under my skin like that movie did and his performance did.
Yep.
I'll say there's a couple of other actors like Jim Carrey has gone and done that. A bit of more of the darker stuff and everything.
And he's pulled it off. So
Yeah, he's good. He's done a good job. Netflix will also be the home of the NFL's Christmas Day games for the next 3 years. This is the more interesting thing to me is the NFL, like, the NFL has shown, for one, hey, we have to adjust to the times. Everybody's going to streaming, so we're going to go to streaming and all that. At the same time, they have shown, hey, all those people out there that made us All you fans out there.
Don't care.
All you fans that made us on the three major networks for over 20 years.
20, 30, 40 years, yep.
Watching our show, watching our program. Thank you. Thank you. And goodbye. They don't care. They don't care.
They don't.
They don't give a darn.
I make bold predictions every now and then on this show. I think this is a mistake.
Yeah.
I think any sports going to streaming is a mistake. Mm-hmm. Look at, the rumblings are already there. Look at the issues Netflix has had. Disney made a huge miscalculation with their streaming stuff, and they're trying to backtrack it now. Honestly, I don't see where this goes. I don't think this is going to end well. I really don't.
ESPN made the decision to put all this money into live sports and all this money into these things, and now you've seen over the last 3-4 years all the heads have rolled.
Yep. Disney was trying to sell it for a while.
They're still trying to. Yeah. If you and I could put the money together, we could buy ESPN. they want that gone.
Yeah.
Disney is anything that's going to pull at the Disney profit, the bottom line. Mm-hmm. Their shareholders, get it out of here.
Yep.
I don't care what it is. If it's Mickey Mouse, get it out of here. Let alone if it's a sports thing that doesn't really necessarily fit with their brand.
It never did.
No.
Really.
So,
but it was profitable, so they liked it. Not so much anymore.
The danger here is who buys it. Because if Amazon or Netflix or Apple or somebody who are the only ones that
can afford it, yep.
It's going to make this even more of a streaming thing where all your sports are on streaming and all that. And I'm not pulling back on time. You can't stop time. It only goes one direction. Right. But you can do this. You know, when people started getting more and more TVs in households, it wasn't as if they abandoned radio. You can do both.
You can.
And in fact, if you're any good at your job, not only can you do both, you can make a profit at both.
Yep.
We've seen it. Mm-hmm. We've seen streaming services and networks do this. There's a couple of really good ones out there that do this. So I feel like the NFL, not only did they just go for the money grab and do the thing.
Yep.
But very short-sighted.
It's very short-sighted. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah. Yes, it's very short-sighted. During the Warner Brothers discovery up front, they released some new photos from season 2 of HBO's The Last of Us, and they also unveiled a teaser for the Max series Dune: Prophecy. And they announced the new Game of Thrones spinoff, A Knight of Seven Kingdoms, is coming next year.
Anyone else tired of that? I didn't even watch it, and I'm like, oh, another one, really?
It's just kind of like, it's a little like the whole Walking Dead thing, where that show ends, but they've got like 9 different spinoff shows. The spinoff show, just because it works once or twice, doesn't mean it's going to work 20 times.
In perpetuity, please. Yeah.
Audiences need to are begging the creative world to get creative, you know.
It's a great turn of phrase, by the way. I love that.
I don't put this on the people. Like you don't get to do that. You don't get to blame the audience for this. You as creatives, we have to push the boundaries. We have to come up with better things, do better things,
right?
And take chances because not everything's going to make a profit.
Yeah, that's right.
Good morning. You're on the network.
You know, the sad thing about it is people like you and I still buy the streaming services so we can watch our sport.
Yeah,
it's true.
We sit there and complain about it. You know, oh, it's going to be on Peacock only. Well,
yeah.
What do we do?
You know, and
we pony up to $5 and do it.
Kev, not only do we do that, and you're absolutely right, man. Here's the other thing, at least that I do, I'll say. All right, there's like 90 streaming services, so I get one or two, and I feel good about that. Yeah, I said no to those 89 other ones. Yeah, I'm really standing for something.
Right.
I really, no, you're not. No, you're poor. It's a little of that. It's a little of this. And the other thing about this, too, that we didn't get to touch on is the whole cutting the cord thing, people have been coming back to that. And the NFL and MLB and all that see that. Mm-hmm. So they're still trying to have their cake and eat it too.
Right.
Which is good for those with cable, certainly. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't help the overall product.
Right.
It doesn't help. Like, one of the biggest things sports needs is your kids. They want your kids to love this as much as you do.
Right.
They're the future. That's what this is all about, keeping the industry going and everything.
Right.
Maybe you're doing a little of that, but you're also losing some of the core audience.
And what I'm with you, I'm with Kevin on this too, because you know it's like, the sports nuts are going to do it, but there's only so many of those people out there. This is the problem the streaming services are running into right now. There's not enough people.
Yeah.
They can't keep doing what they're doing in order to, you know, because they don't have the money. The money, there's a limited amount of money you can work with, okay? Because there's only so many people that are going to want to keep it. So, yes. And what James was saying earlier about being short-sighted, that means that, yeah, they're going to get the sports nuts first, but then what?
Yeah.
How are they going to get new fans, you know, with not doing it on free, you know, over-the-air kind of networks?
Which is why I am trying to get Sage and Civic to get behind me on a streaming service for WFHR. No, we're never going to do that. Never would do that. Wouldn't work anyway.
No, it wouldn't.
Ed, we always appreciate the conversation from you, man. Kev, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for hanging on. For you, how do you manage this? Do you tell yourself like I do, like, okay, I'm only going to have a couple of these streaming things, and that's how I'll manage this in my brain of, you know, morally or anything? Do you do that, or do you try to just have one, or do you have any that kind of thing?
Well, I'm unfortunately one of the ones that basically have the ones that make sure that I can be able to catch my Packers, my Badgers, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Football season, I'll keep it on YouTube TV. Once football season's done, I drop it.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And then football season comes back around. Now with the Big Ten being on Peacock and the NFL games on Peacock, I mean, obviously, and Peacock to me is granted. I mean, you don't get all your shows and stuff, but it's not that expensive compared to like YouTube,
right.
TV, Netflix. All those things, even with Prime, when they say with Prime, okay, they were going to start streaming the Brewer game. Mm-hmm. Well, I have Prime, but then if you look at it, well, it's blacked out in your area because of the restriction.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what the world? I mean,
yeah. I thought, oh, I'll get ESPN Plus, and then I'll be able to watch all these things and stuff. And then I get ESPN Plus, and it tells me, do you have a cable connection? You need a cable connection to be able to. And what's your login and all that? I never logged into Solaris. What are you talking about? Like, I never did. I just want to watch baseball. You really started this the right way, man. This only continues if we continue to, you know, make them a profit in it. Mm-hmm. If we continue to purchase these things, it's no different than what I was saying yesterday about the TMZs and the National Enquirers and all that, or what I say about reality television. As much as I complain about reality TV and how much it's killing my industry and my coworkers and stuff in the acting world, what can I do? If people watch it, that's what it's about. Mm-hmm. And if people are continuing to do these things, they're going to continue to get away with it. So it really is on us and what we do. And I don't know the odds are of if we take a stand on this or not as a country, as a nation. But I'd like to see us try. I'd like to see us at least attempt to say, you know what? I can live without, you know, even something like this. So yesterday we were talking about school pranks, and Pam sent over a text that was fantastic about, in school one year, all at the same time, her and her classmates dropped a pencil all at the same time. and I thought it was really funny. It was cute. It's a great story, and thank you, Pam, for sharing it. Well, what if we did that? What if every football fan said, you know what? Week one, we're not watching. We ain't watching. And the NFL had a zero rating. Do you think they'd pay attention then?
Oh, they'd freak out.
I mean, even if it was just lower numbers than usual.
Yeah.
Like, even if we couldn't get everybody behind this, I would get behind that. I get behind a movement like that. I could live without football for a week.
10 minutes. You know,
but
10
the
minutes.
Thing is, though, I mean, with a football, though, we have another option.
Yeah.
We just tune into the radio.
Yes, we do.
That's true.
That's right. That's right.
Radio has it all.
And thankfully.
Yep.
And certainly we will vote, you know, Rafters, that kind of thing. You can catch here. You can catch River Kings on WIRI. So it's a great point. You know, baseball, too, is still really popular on radio. So there's that as well. Always good to talk to you, man. Thanks for hanging out with us.
All right, you guys. Have a great day.
You too. Take a quick time out. We'll come back. Have some more fun in the morning show at WFHR.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasson Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR, locally grown radio.
A chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm through early this afternoon, then becoming partly cloudy with a high near 70 today. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 49. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. Saturday, a late day thunderstorm, otherwise sunny with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Bumper music. Da-da-da. I didn't have anything lined up. I'm so sorry, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. And the best listeners in radio, thanks for calling up, everybody. Feel free to call up anything we're talking about, 715-424-2600. If you didn't get a chance to call about a subject that we were into, we can go back to it.
We'd love to do that.
We're flexible. We can do it.
Callbacks.
Call up. Wanted to touch on just a couple of other things before we get into the walk. We take a walk and get into our walking. We have coming up America's Most Walkable Cities for Tourists.
Very cool.
And important pieces of sidewalk etiquette to go along with that. This coming from New Yorkers.
Hey, I'm walking
it. Forget about it.
Yeah.
We got to touch on a couple of other things, Seth, and I wanted to take a moment to be able to just highlight a local theater event going on. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's Stand Up and Improv Comedy. It is happening Friday. Saturday.
Yep.
At 6 o'clock, it kicks off over at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater Auditorium. Mm-hmm. You can go and check this out. I say 6 o'clock because your $20 ticket gets you a improv workshop, which is so cool.
That's very cool.
Such a great feature. Such a great idea to do with this. The show itself will kick off at 7. Subject to Change presents Laughter is the Best Medicine. This is going to be a fun, not only improv show, but they're going to have some stand-up comedy in there and everything. It's a variety show, really.
Basically, it's a variety show, yeah.
And while all this is great, and we encourage you always to support local theater and support the arts in this state, you encourage you to join this event to support a healthy substance use recovery within our community, because all the proceeds are going to Three Bridges Recovery.
That's very cool.
Love our friends over at Three Bridges. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the work they're doing. Saying a good morning to all of them out there.
Yes.
I think that you and I, Seth, have run into quite a few people who get tempted by theater. And I've always wanted to try that. Or, that seems like fun.
Yep.
I know in teaching improv, I run into people almost every day that mention, you teach improv? Oh, I've always wanted to try that. Or, what can you do this or that? And the majority of the people that talk to me about this and say these things are not people that are looking to be the next Tom Hanks, not looking to necessarily be the next great stand-up comedian or Colin or something like that on Whose Line or any of those things. They're looking at, I'd like to feel a little more confident speaking in public.
Mm-hmm.
Or when I'm talking in front of a group of people, or if I want to go talk to somebody of the opposite sex or something like that, any of these things.
Yep.
Improv genuinely helps that. Mm-hmm. I would say out of the 11 years that I've been teaching, I'd say it's about 70-30 that actually works. I'm so bad at math. So bad at math.
Now you know why he teaches improv.
Exactly why. Yep. Exactly why. And why, of all the roles you'll see me play, never a mathematician. A mathematician. Oh, so bad. I think that, like, at least, 70% of the people I've taught, sure. They want to be into comedy or something like that. But a lot of people, we've had a lot of attorneys join us that want to feel more confident when they are speaking in front of a judge or in front of a jury or something like that. A lot of people in the medical industry that they want to know how to be able to share, you know, whether it's hard or good news or something, being able to get those conversations going. Just want a little bedside manner.
There you go. Yeah. Improve that. Yeah. That's, we know some doctors that could really use that.
Oh, yeah. There is no industry that you couldn't be, you know, improved by having a little improv in your life.
Totally.
So that's a fun part of this. It's also a fun evening. Great way to spend your Saturday night. And while you're sitting there in that beautiful theater and enjoying this and laughing in the back of your mind, in the front of the heart, you can know that you're putting back into your community.
Yep.
Stand up and improv comedy this Saturday over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Go ahead and join them. Things will kick off at 6 with the improv show, and the show itself will begin at 7. You can get tickets and find out more at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org.
Indeed.
Get to our state and local news. We'll come back and have some more fun. Taking a walk when we come back on the morning. How are we going to do that on radio? I don't know.
Yeah, we're not coming back.
We'll walk. Morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Guaranteed income programs are controversial in some circles, but research shows they're working. They give cash to low-income households with no strings attached. Rachel Barnhart is with a nonprofit that facilitates these programs around the country. A study by the Urban Institute looked at how that money is spent in Austin, Texas.
A majority of the cash payments was spent on housing, and we saw an increase in housing stability.
Madison had a privately funded guaranteed income program in 2022 and 23. A Wisconsin emergency room doctor is a recent four-time winner on Jeopardy and headed to the game show's Tournament of Champions. Dr. Amy Hummel's episodes aired in late April and early May. She won $101,000. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Riverfront Arts Center is holding a free surrealist dinner party next week. It will be an immersive evening of games, art, and conversation designed for 2 to 4 players aged 13 and up. The first session on Thursday, May 23rd, will run from 5 to 6:30, and the second from 6:30 to 8. Guests will enjoy a cozy atmosphere while indulging in a light dinner and delving into discussions about the matters of surrealism. You'll need to reserve your seat. You can contact the gallery at 715-343-6251 and secure your spot today. The Arts Council announces a fun pre-season show to help you gear up for the 24-25 season. They're bringing in a Jimmy Buffett tribute band on July 14th. Buffett and the Son of a Sailor Band will perform at 4 p.m. on Sunday, July 14th at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. Tickets are available at SavorTheArts.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Brewers bombard the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Pittsburgh jumped out to an early 1-0 lead. Then the Brewers turned it into a home run derby. Milwaukee with 5 batters with home runs on the way to a 10-2 victory over the Pirates to win the series. It started with William Contreras and his shot to right field in the third. The Brewers' Joey Ortiz.
Yeah, usually William is the one to open the floodgates with anyone. He's hitting extremely well right now, and so when he gets going, it's pretty fun.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, I was pleased with today's effort at the plate. You know, Ortiz, sneaky, has been good against righties and lefties. And Churio looks like he's gaining some confidence. Contreras is out of his mind. Like, it's epic what he's doing.
NFL schedules are out, and the Packers will be playing on Thanksgiving, this time in prime time at home against the Dolphins. College basketball, UW Green Bay introducing Doug Gottlieb as their new head basketball coach.
Places like Wisconsin, those are the places that are special, and it really feels like home. Like, Wisconsin's a place where people still wait for you at the airport.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties. is ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition of Thursday Tangents with Lukester. It's Luke Mathers right here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm through early this afternoon, then becoming partly cloudy with a high near 70 today. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 49. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. Saturday, a late day thunderstorm, otherwise sunny with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome to our house. Hope you're having a good Thursday out there, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. A new study looked into the most walkable cities in the United States for tourists.
All right.
Most walkable. And the top spot went to Chicago.
Hey, more Chicago today. Cool.
I didn't mean for that.
No, that it just kind of happened that way.
They're not suggesting travelers head out on casual midnight strolls through Garfield Park or anything like that necessarily. The data was specifically looking for cities where you could see the most landmarks in the least amount of time on foot, and Chicago delivers on that.
That's totally true.
Yeah.
Totally true.
New York, from what I understand, is a little more spread out.
It is.
You got
it
the
is
five
very
boroughs
much.
And everything.
Yes, but even Manhattan, the Manhattan Island, I mean, if you want to, you got to do some real walking if you want to get to certain areas, yeah.
California definitely is. Texas definitely is, you know, as far as landmarks and being more of a spread out state. Illinois has a little bit more of that going for it in the size of the state and so much being centered on the north part of the
exactly.
state.
Exactly.
So I could see that being the case.
Yep.
Nashville is the second most walkable city for tourists, followed by Dallas, Santa Fe, New Orleans, Portland, Boston, Boise, Idaho, Austin, Washington, D.C., and Savannah, Georgia.
Wow. Dallas? Really? That surprises me. They're so high up on the list. I wouldn't have thought that Dallas, you know, because kind of like what you were saying, the further west you go, the more wide open things are. The cities seem to be more spread out, more sprawling and that sort of thing. So that's interesting.
Of the 30 cities they considered, Orlando came in last and at least and the least walkable.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Orlando is terrible.
Los Angeles is the second worst for people on foot. Yeah, I
was going to say, you probably can attest to that.
And actually, I would have put, so it was followed by San Francisco, but I would have put San Francisco number two or number one on that list.
Really?
I loved walking the streets of San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I liked being, a little shout out to the show.
Yeah.
I really liked my time there. Mm-hmm. I also felt the whole time I was walking in San Francisco like I could not afford to walk in San Francisco, let alone like stop at any stores or anything like that.
Right.
And everything is kind of a stretch, is kind of spread out. They've certainly got the roads the way they are, the famous streets and everything in San Francisco and so much of that. It's part of the reason why the trolley system is so popular there, because just about everything is a stretch to get to.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Honolulu and Memphis also showed up at the bottom of the list. Memphis, huh?
I've not been to Honolulu. I have been to Memphis. Mm. And because there is like a downtown area, there's like a whole bunch of stuff, but I think some of the other stuff is a little bit further away. If you go on to like Beale Street now, is actually if I remember correctly, the middle of Beale Street is like there's no traffic anymore. They have it blocked off so people can just walk down on Beale Street there. Whether or not they're 10 feet off of it is up to, you know, Marcone. But But other than that, I mean, but yeah, there's some things like if you want to go to like the Blues Hall of Fame or like the Lorraine Hotel where they have a big thing about Martin Luther King and that sort of thing, then you do have to drive around a little bit.
Want to know from our audience, what's the state that you would go to that that you haven't been to, if you could? No, money is not a question. Time is not a question. You can just go there, hang out, check it out, and don't have to worry about any of those other factors. Where would you go? 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Listening on the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away. Go ahead and thank you for downloading the app.
Yeah, exactly.
Appreciate all of our friends out there doing that. I have a number one on my list with by far and away, I think. Obviously, I've mentioned before, New Orleans is one of those major ones for me that I want to go to. But I think if I'm picking a state, it's Tennessee easily. I've always wanted to check out Memphis and Nashville.
Yep.
And boom, I can take care of both of them in
that's
the same
right.
state.
You know? Two amazing cities, yeah.
And I've always wanted to visit Tennessee. It seems like a cool state. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be my number one. New York is certainly up there. I've never been to New York, and as a theater kid, I got to get up there. but I feel like that's just a matter of time before I go to New York.
Yeah,
like, that's going to happen.
At some point, I'm guessing you will go there. And I think everyone should visit New York at least once because you know, no matter what you think or feel about it, it's just, it's really remarkable.
Yeah.
Just walking in the streets of New York, it's an amazing feeling being, you know, with all these buildings and the history and everything. It's really cool.
Do you have a city, a state, or anything that pops to mind for
well,
you?
Well, I was telling James earlier, you know, I've been to most of the states in the Union, except for like the biggest ones. Mm-hmm. I've never been to Texas and I've never been to California. I do want to go to California. Mm. Mostly I want to check out the northern parts. You know, I do want to go to the Bay Area because I want to check out San Francisco and that kind of stuff. But also I want to see the, you know, the trees, the big redwoods and that kind of stuff. That's the thing that I would like to see. And, you know, go to the original Disneyland, you know, go down to L.A. or Anaheim, I guess. But yeah, I'd like to see L.A. at least once in my life. So
not talking about the politics or any of the outside factors when it comes to any of these states.
Oh, no,
but
not
when
at all.
It comes to just like a fun state, a beautiful state, all the above. I loved California, loved my time there. It was hard to be in a bad mood in California when you got the ocean and the mountains right there
the whole time.
And there was just so much beauty out there. And it's so cool to me. How, you know, so many seeds from Europe, from China, that they float over the ocean over the years, over the decades, the centuries, and they land in California, and now they become almost native species there, and it's such a hodgepodge of, the way that the wildlife is there and everything. It's kind of interesting.
It's very cool.
Let's find out from you. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, James. I watch a lot of Maine Cabin Masters on TV, and they have a lot of the landscape is a lot like Wisconsin. Yeah, I think I would like to go there and see that place.
I'm with you, sir.
They have a lot of lakes and stuff like that.
Yeah. And Maine would be beautiful.
Yeah. Again, another state I've not gotten to.
I
don't know why.
So much of that has always looked cool to me. And my mother is the biggest Stephen King fan in the world. So she's talked about Maine and wanted to visit there before, too. It seems like a beautiful state. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And our good friend Phil is from
Maine. He's from Maine, yes.
And he tells us a little bit about it from time to time. Great choice, sir. Great choice. And always good to talk to you. Have a good morning.
Yeah, thanks.
424-2600. Where would you go if you could? No restrictions. No, you know, time or money.
I've been to New England. I've been up in Massachusetts. I think I've been in Connecticut. I think I've been in either New Hampshire or Vermont. I can't remember which one. But I've never been to Maine. And everyone who's been to Maine always says, you know, oh, it's gorgeous. You know, it's just it's fabulous. Go, you got to check it out. So I'd like to go there too.
I'm gonna pull an audible here real quick because I got a question because I got into it with my students the other day.
Uh-oh.
My students, like much like my kids, and I should say Melissa and Seth had been on me both on air and off air about going on a vacation one day because I've never been on a vacation.
Right.
And I don't do much. I don't get out much. I work. That's what I do pretty much. I don't have a life. And so I've been trying to get better about this and everything. And I this weekend I've mentioned before I'm going to be going to Chicago for a celebration of life for my papa.
Right.
I'm going to be seeing family I haven't seen in probably 10 years.
Wow.
Going to be getting together. You're going to have a lot of Maloffs and Demores in one house, and that is going to be loud. And oh my God. Whew, I just thought about that a little bit. Oh boy.
No, he's like, oh.
But I thought, well, I'm down there, you know, maybe I'll try to stop by Second City and see some students and some teachers I haven't seen in a while and everything. And I love the old town and where we're set and everything. It's my favorite, maybe my favorite part of the city is old town, that area. And I think, okay, well, this is a vacation. I'm going over the weekend. I'm going to be out. I'm going to be out of town and everything. Immediately, my students, no, you're going to celebrate your, you know, a lost relative.
Yeah.
You know, this is a, it, my papa would want us to celebrate him,
of course.
There's certainly going to be some solemnness to it and everything.
Yes.
And it's going to be an emotional weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm told this does not count.
It doesn't.
It doesn't?
It doesn't count,
Come
man.
On.
Sorry. No, no, man. No. You have to, it's got to be specific. You're doing it to be on vacation. You got see, you're never gonna win this until it happens, man.
I feel like you guys are moving the goalpost.
Yeah,
up.
No,
I'm doing something.
Oh, no,
I'm doing something.
Now, and maybe it's a little step.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Baby steps.
But
thank you.
But,
I'll take that. Baby
yeah.
steps. Let's get. You can give us your opinion, 424-2600.
It's a contest we should have. Where should James go on vacation? I bet you we'd get a lot of responses for that.
I have a feeling. Go ahead and email us. Hit us up on direct message us wherever you think I should go.
That's
actually,
right.
You might have something there,
Maybe we should do it. We force you to do it, yeah.
What are your biggest sidewalk pet peeves? Not to be confused with your regular pet peeves, but this is specifically about walking on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
The website Gothamist asked Gothamist, not a bad name.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Asked New Yorkers to submit their suggestions for sidewalk etiquette we all should follow. Not
okay.
just in New York, but we should also follow.
Mm-hmm.
And they got more than 400 people to weigh in, and here are some of their more common responses. Keep to the right.
Yes.
Just like you're driving in America, mm-hmm. at least, stay on the right side to allow people to walk on the opposite direction of the left.
Right. The only thing I would say for this, especially in New York, if you're at one of the big days when everyone's in the city, it really, there's not much you can do. I was in New York for the Macy's Day Parade.
Oh, wow.
1 year.
Wow.
And that evening, I mean, walking, I've never seen a massive humanity like that.
I can't imagine.
You just go with the flow. I mean, literally, you just get flowed down the street.
When I think the biggest I've ever been a part of anything like that, when the Blackhawks won their first Stanley Cup of three. I got to go down there and check that out. I had to throw that in there. I had to go down there and be a part of that mm-hmm. celebration and the parade and everything. And I don't think I really saw any of the players or the parade itself. I got down there and it was just basically trying to
shoulder to shoulder. Yep.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Zero hate for seniors. There's a hierarchy on the sidewalks and seniors get the highest priority.
That's cool.
Dog walkers are also up there, mm-hmm. assuming that they're actually, walking with their dogs, and tourists and business people are on the move are next.
Okay.
But that's something to always keep in mind. The groups with the lowest priority who control their own destiny are parents with kids or pushing strollers, teenagers, joggers, and people riding things like e-bikes or scooters. I don't know why parents with strollers are in there. They should be one of the people we're also,
wow.
grace to also.
Apparently, that's a pet peeve for New Yorkers, apparently.
Yeah,
it's like, get those strollers out of here.
Yeah, I don't know. Three is a crowd. If you're walking with a group, especially on a narrow sidewalk, walk two wide or single file.
Mm-hmm.
If you are three or more and you're arm to arm, it's cool for people to play Red Rover and walk between you, but it's a little awkward. I do like
starting
the idea.
An impromptu game of Red Rover.
You see this happening and people are walking towards you and you, hey, Red Rover, see if they go long enough. And no spitting. This seems obvious, but there's no spitting on the sidewalk, especially in a city. It's disgusting, and you never know where or whom it'll land.
Yeah.
That's one of those big ones that I think that doesn't get said a lot, but should be kind of given common knowledge.
Right. I'm with you, and people from Wisconsin, I love you.
Mm.
But you spit an awful lot.
Yeah.
You really do.
There is a bit of that. There is a bit of that. I think this is one of those things, too, that came out of the pandemic, that came out of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Where we don't know what we're throwing around there. You
mm-hmm.
know, there's a lot more than just spit in that.
Yeah, there's germs and other things.
A lot more. A lot more going on with that one. I got to throw in there. There's this, too. When there is a perfectly fine sidewalk right there and the person decides to walk in the road or ride their bike in the road when there's a perfectly good sidewalk right there, that's a pet peeve of mine. I'll admit. And I've never been that person, but I was a walker or a bike rider probably longer than I was a driver.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say that that's one of those things that does bug me.
Yep.
And saying it's a pet peeve is a little harsh. It does bug me. I get that there's reasons for it and it's a bit of a gray area, but
cities need bike lanes.
Yeah,
that's actually the way to solve this. This is bike lanes. I want to say really quick for people who've heard horror stories about New York and stuff, I have never had an issue walking the streets in New York. You know, most people are fine. They're not, you know, like the rah, 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 I'm walking here kind of thing. I've come across very little of that. Same with the subway. Mm-hmm. The subway is not as bad as you'd think. The only thing with the subways is confusing. To find out where you need to go, you really need to study where all the trains go in order to get there. Otherwise, you'll get lost. But other than that, I mean, I've come across a few people that, you know, have obvious mental issues, but the subway's for them too. So,
mm-hmm. If you think about the way that movies and TV have portrayed Wisconsinites or Midwesterners in general,
right,
they get a lot wrong.
Yeah, they do.
They get a lot wrong. And we would be very upset if people just assumed we were all like that or like this or whatever.
People from Minnesota and Fargo, the movie Fargo.
Yeah.
My God, there's some people who hate that.
Man, my Uncle Duke, you cannot, like, my Uncle Duke's one of the most calm, cool people I've ever met in my life. But that movie comes up, whoo, loses his mind.
Yeah, there's a few people like that.
Yeah, and he's a, you know, Minnesota.
Yeah, exactly.
We can't flip it and do the same thing to other cities,
right,
whether it's Chicago, New York, or any of these.
Yep.
If you want to visit them, research a little bit.
Yeah.
And don't just give into the headlines or some of these talking heads out there that just go for the low-hanging fruit. Just give you, you know, the easy answer that, you know, and all that. That most of life, it takes a little work. A little bit of a grind. Everything worth having takes a little bit of work.
Yep.
Including some of these things.
Yeah, it's true.
Check it out. There's a lot to see in this world.
Yes.
We'll be back with more on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Knock the dirt off your cleats and step up to the plate with Wham! Incorporated by Quality Plus Printing. Need custom apparel for your team? Or do you want to celebrate a victory with a one-of-a-kind shirt? Make the call to the bullpen with Wham! Incorporated. And don't forget to send in a nomination for Who's Your Hero for someone who's impacted you in a positive way. No sports talent required. Find them on Facebook or visit them at 3515 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. It's a guaranteed home run.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're at the game with your girl and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced Liquid Courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday is National Endangered Species Day, so we'll discuss the hostile habitat for a particularly rare species, the moderate Republican politician.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
A chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm through early this afternoon, then becoming partly cloudy with a high near 70 today. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 49. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. Saturday, a late day thunderstorm, otherwise sunny with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here to take it to the top of the hour with nothing but fun and some Danny Wright stuff, good local good stories of the day, and plenty more. Get you ready for a great day here at Civic Media.
Yeah.
We've got Matt Nair on the air coming up. Join Jane, one of the greatest voices you're going to hear in radio. And of course, Maggie Dawn's show a little bit later. Encourage you to check that out. Going to be some great stuff for you. I want to dive right into this That Ain't Right story real quick, Seth. When you were a kid, did you ever play the prank where you ordered pizza for somebody and sent it to someone's house, and then it's a big prank and extreme, oh, I didn't order this pizza, blah, blah, blah. I never did anything like that.
No, that's lame.
I did a lot of pranking. I'm not at all a saint. I was a knucklehead as a kid. But I never did that one.
This seems money being involved kind of makes me...
Me too.
About
me
it.
Too.
I didn't like that yeah. whole idea.
Same thing as a kid, yeah. There's a guy in Canada named Justin Ribic, and he's being harassed by endless pizza deliveries.
Oh, no.
It's been happening for the last 6 months, and he can't stop. Can't get it to stop. At first, they were coming from a place called Pizza 73. The orders are using not only his address, but also his email and phone number, and they are not being charged to his card, but the delivery drivers do get upset when he says he didn't get the order and sends the pizzas back.
Oh, dear.
He reported the pizza deliveries to the police from the start because he was spooked by how some scammer was using his personal information in these orders. He thought maybe he'd been somehow hacked.
Mm-hmm.
The police told him to change his number, so he did, but that didn't stop the deliveries, and they don't just go to his home. They also show up at his work.
Oh, wow.
He called Pizza 73 and told them not to accept any orders under his name, but the scammers switched to Domino's.
Oh, no.
And if that sounds like dedication, it is. The scammer is also using technology to manipulate the phone number to make it look like Justin is calling.
Oh, wow.
Justin doesn't know who this is. He says he can't be a disgruntled ex because he's never dated anyone.
Jeez.
Okay. Follow-up questions, but okay, I'll move on.
All right, yeah.
Either someone hates the pizza places or they're getting revenge on me for something. I have no clue. It sounds like that there have been around a dozen orders now over the past 6 months involving over $1,000 worth of pizza.
Wow.
Justin says he hopes it isn't going to waste and that they're going to people in need. The police are investigating, and since Justin still doesn't know why or how he's being targeted, he's ramped up the security on his computer. But this is something I want to bring to people's attention.
Okay.
Because of, you know, always trying to keep you up to date on scams or these type of things that can go on. And it does seem like you feel for this person, you feel for everybody involved in this situation. I I'm not trying to make light of the situation, but I gotta wonder, does this kill your love of pizza?
Oof.
And what happens if he ever really does want to order a pizza? I'm in the cry wolf situation.
I'm telling you, for me, that'd be tough because I think it would be really getting. I don't want anything to do with pizza anymore.
Yeah, no,
I could totally see him being totally against pizza for the rest of his life.
That almost scares me. The idea of not wanting pizza.
That would be scary. But obviously he's not ordered any pizzas, and I think that's probably because he's like, well, that, obviously there's no point to it because I just keep getting it, man.
We have got a palate cleanser coming up, and it involves our midday magazine. Be sure to join us today, starting at 3, where we're going to visit Rome. We've got our friend Jillian and Lisa joining us from the Visit Rome Bureau. We're going to talk about all things Rome related. Some music stuff and a lot of other fun things going on in that area. And in part two, our good friend Kayla Rombalski is going to join us, UW Extension Madison's own community development educator. Kayla's got a great subject for us lined up today. We cannot wait to get into that.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. As far as we know right now, it has not been canceled, but we do have some softball on the radio on WIRI at 5 o'clock. Everybody, cross your fingers.
Weather permitting.
Yeah.
I always got to put that in there now. Weather permitting.
Yeah, we're not 100% sure we'll be able to get that in, but we're going to try.
We'll see. Yep, we will.
I know Mike and Seth are going to try to get it on for you, and if it does, it'll happen on WIRI at 5 o'clock today. Nakusa hosting either Neillsville or Scranton softball as postseason regional action goes on.
Yes.
We'll be following that series.
Yes, we will.
As it goes. Looking forward to that, and looking forward to more high school sports, more of these kind of sports on our radio dials.
Oh, yeah.
Seth, you had some stuff I wanted to get to first.
Oh, yeah. Let's remind everyone that tomorrow there's going to be a high school and middle school concert at Nakusa. That is starting at 6 o'clock at the high school auditorium. That is the Choirs Pops concert. Both the Nakusa High School and the Alexander Middle School will be having their Choir Pops concert tomorrow, the 17th, at 6 p.m. at the high school auditorium in Nakusa. And one more chance, everyone. It's the last day of the Winter's Farmers Market coming up here on the 18th. That is from 9 to 1 on Saturday at 310 First Avenue South. That's the Moravian Church in the basement there. I have no idea what the weather's going to do, so I don't know if anyone will be ending up outside or not. But that's it for the season. And soon we've got the Downtown Farmers Market starting up. So just going to switch over to the outside stuff. And we're looking forward to doing it again next year. So big thank you to everyone who participated, all the vendors, everything. It was pretty successful. So but thank you for the community for allowing us to do that as well. So
big thank you to all of you at the Moravian Church for hosting it and giving giving our vendors and our community somewhere to go all winter,
yep,
and to be able to keep this going.
Yeah,
you know, it's
cool.
Pretty cool. Year round, we have farmers markets.
That's so
because
awesome.
Of things
yeah.
like that. Great work by our friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. Stuff the School Bus Desk is a collaborative community initiative led by the United Way to ensure every student has the supplies they need to learn. All families with financial need are eligible to receive free school supplies. To participate, parents or guardians must register by Thursday, August 1st. You can do that by going to uwswac.org. Just click the Stuff the Desk banner. You can also call 211 Monday through Friday between 8 and 5. And we'll have Terry John, CEO of your United Way, in with us tomorrow on the show. We'll be touching on this, but just wanted to give a shout out to that and make sure that everybody's aware of it and get in on that if you need to. We appreciate you doing that, everybody. Also wanted to remind everyone that we've we got some local events going on that are really exciting. The Family Scavenger Hunt happening at the YMCA Camp Alexander is this Saturday from 10 to noon. Be sure to check that out and find out more at swcymca.org. The Together for Heather event is coming up this weekend. It'll be Saturday, 11 to 8. No, Sunday, 11 to 8. No, it is
the
18th.
It's Saturday.
Sorry, it's
yep.
the 18th.
Yep.
It's going to be over at the Fallback in Wisconsin Rapids. Join them for food, fun, entertainment, and for a great cause.
Very
helping
great cause,
a wonderful woman and Heather out. That's going to be a great one. And, of course, the Dove's Nest 5th Annual Fundraiser happening this Saturday from 10 to 11 over at Camelot on the Lake. They're going to have a DJ, some music. Chris Cruzy is going to be there.
Cool.
Large variety of food vendors and plenty of fun and another great cause. If you can, spread out and get to
as many of these as you can.
We'll talk more about them tomorrow as we get you ready for your weekend. Seth, great show.
Good show today. Thanks, everyone.
And a great show to all of you. You guys participated.
Yeah,
we
it was
appreciate
awesome.
It. Thank you very much. Keep listening and have yourselves a great day. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFA.